Hello, and welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Luke 12:27 states, "Look at how the wildflowers grow. They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these." Our mission here is to share stories from men and women that can help you learn how to stop laboring or striving after what you want to accomplish, but rather to trust in your heavenly Creator to guide you in your everyday life. If He has a plan for you, He will make a way. All He wants is our daily yes to Him and for us to stop worrying about what tomorrow will bring. If we can do that, then we, as children made in His image, can be dressed in even grander splendor than the beautiful wildflowers of the field. I'm your host, Lydia Summer, and I'm so glad you're here today. This week, we're starting our interviews for the New Life series, and over the coming weeks, I'll be having my team members from Splendor Magazine joining the show. I wanted to use this opportunity for our readers and listeners to get to know our team a little bit better so you can understand their hearts and learn about their past and present when it comes to their new life testimony with Jesus. I'm starting our interviews with home and living writer Brittany Gage. Brittany was one of the first people I asked to join my team after having met her through social media and seeing that she has a huge heart for having Jesus in the center of your home. She's the sweetest soul, and I'm excited for you to get to know her. Also, make sure to give her congratulations for being a new mama very soon on her Instagram page. She's due any day now, and we are all so excited for her. Now, without further ado, welcome to the Dress in Splendor podcast. Let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Dressed in Splendor. We are kicking off our new life series today, and we have Splendor Magazine's home and living editor, Brittany Gage, on the show. Brittany not only writes for Splendor, but she created a blog called The Gage Made Home, where she shares tips of how to help you curate a home you love and a life filled with Jesus. And she's a mommy-to-be. Brittany is a beautiful soul who has a heart to help others make their house a home. Brittany, welcome to the show.
Hi, so excited to be here.
I'm excited for you to be here. I am excited to begin our conversation. But before that, Brittany, I know I already shared a little bit about you, but could you just share a little bit more about yourself for those who don't know you?
Yeah, so I was born and raised in a suburb of Los Angeles, California. It's where I met and married my husband, James. And I also graduated from the master's university out there with a degree in English, which I've used to create the blog that you mentioned, Gage Made Home. That's been my side passion project for the past few years. But I'm also a full-time insurance agent too, which I've been doing for the past 11 years. And then a couple years ago, we decided to move to Omaha, Nebraska, which is where we live now. And yeah, getting ready to have our first child here in a few weeks, and very excited for that.
How was that transition from California to the Midwest?
Very interesting in a good way. In a good way. We actually enjoy the Midwest a lot more than California, which shocks a lot of people, but we were ready to have seasons, to have slower pace of life and more affordable cost of living. So it's been great. We love it so much and think it was the best decision we made. So,
yeah. And I visited Omaha. Honestly, I think that that is a beautiful space that you're in. And I think that it was, I mean, obviously I haven't lived in California, but I think it's probably the better choice for you. And also like a growing family, just being able to have the home that you do and to be able to have a growing family. Whereas I know in California, it's a little bit more difficult to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. So totally.
Yeah, so let's just jump into it. I have started this series called New Life, and I really wanted to be able to actually start the series interviewing the different team members at Splendor Magazine. One, so that people can get to know you, but also two, every single one of us, kind of like you mentioned, you're also an insurance agent. We all have our full-time jobs, and this is something that we're doing as a side project. And so this is, I wanted to be able to share this series with people so that they can know that because you have a life in Jesus, it can look so different than
what your life might have looked like without Jesus. And even though you do have a full-time job, having those passion projects is really important to you because you're actually fueled by your love for God and for Christ. And so, but before we get into that, I just wanted to first ask you, like, how did you first come to learn about Jesus?
Oh, okay. So long story, I'll try to keep short, but so I was raised in a really loving Christian home. I'm really thankful for that. My parents' faithfulness is a huge part of my testimony. Mm-hmm. Their intentionality in raising myself and my siblings in a way that honors the Lord plays a huge part in my journey of coming to know Jesus, but definitely mm-hmm. became evident to me in the early years of high school that I wasn't saved. Despite the, you know, good morals my parents had instilled in my mind growing up, I was very much so living for myself, making choices that weren't God-honoring, developing relationships with the wrong people, and ultimately just living selfishly every day. And as I look back now, I can really see how I let the influence of the world dictate my motives. I was caught up in, you know, the facade, if you will, of a broken world that just promises false love, false worth, this never-ending spiral of trying to build myself up. It was exhausting, you know, trying to fit in desperately. Went on for a while, but until the summer before my junior year, I went on a trip to visit Boston University, which at the time was a college I really wanted to go to. I stayed there for 2 weeks, ended up meeting a girl from Puerto Rico who I immediately connected with. And as we got to know each other, she shared so much of her heart with me, letting me in on what God was teaching her and opened my eyes to a lot of what was going on in my life. And it's neat, you know, because we talk about the seeds that we plant with people along the way in our life. And I don't even think she knows to this day that she plays a role in my journey. But anyways, had a lot of heart-to-heart conversations with her, and it just encouraged me to do a lot of self-reflecting. So on the plane ride home, I ended up just opening my Bible for the first time in a while, and my mom had marked all these verses with sticky notes and, like, just encouraging notes that ultimately just led me to really realize, wow, I wasn't living my life in a way I wanted to be. And I knew that the emptiness I felt in my heart every day was because I was neglecting a life that follows Jesus. And I was trying to find satisfaction in the wrong things. So obviously it wasn't just an overnight thing, but got off the plane and knew I needed to make a lot of tough but pivotal decisions to turn my life around and give it to the Lord. And that's just kind of how the journey started of, defining my own faith.
Do you think that having grown up in a Christian family before you kind of made the realization that you were living for yourself, that you assumed that you were a Christian because of your family's faith?
Yeah, definitely for a while, I think. And then it was maybe until my freshman year of high school that I realized, I don't know if this whole Christian thing is for me. You know, all my friends weren't saved at the time, so there was just this pull to live life the way they were living. And, you know, they didn't talk about Jesus. They didn't know, they didn't go to church. And I was like, I fit in with these people and I wanted to fit in with them. So I think I just kind of slowly knew in the back of my mind that it wasn't something I want, or the life I wanted to live, but it was always there nagging in the back of my mind because, you know, Lord had a grip on my heart and wanted me to follow him. So.
Yeah. It was by the grace of God that the Holy Spirit continued to prompt you throughout that time. So I think it's amazing that you met someone at a liberal arts school.
I know.
You know, a Puerto Rican who's sharing her life with Jesus to you, and that he used that conversation really to help spur you on and be like, I think I should reevaluate right now. So
he knew what he was doing, that's for sure.
Well, so do you think that there was kind of a stark difference between life before Jesus and then a life after? Or do you think it was more of a gradual kind of change in your heart?
Definitely gradual. I mean, I made decisions coming back from that trip that were obviously very dramatic, like cut ties with certain friends that just were tearing me down. And that was hard. And I, you know, there was a lot of immediate change there. I'd broken trust with my parents, which is some decisions I'd made. And so, you know, making those tough decisions kind of were the first steps in regaining that back. So in that way, there was like some immediate change. But yeah, I mean, obviously, it's just been gradual as the Lord's worked on my heart and continued to show me my sin and my need for him. So
yeah. Did you feel, just because I know that for each person it's different, and me, I became a Christian at such a young age that when I became a Christian, it wasn't like a aha moment. It was just like, this is what I was supposed to do. It was just the natural response, I guess, from what I had grown up believing already. And, but I know that other people who came to know Jesus at a later age in life, that there was kind of like this joy that they felt in their hearts. Do you think that you had that experience, or it was just like, no, this is the right decision? It was more logical.
No, definitely. Yeah, I experienced that joy. Looking back now, I can see that, you know, I was trying to fill this void in my heart with so many things. I mean, whether it be relationships with boys or, you know, the wrong friends and all these things I was trying to do to just make myself happy and feel fulfilled. And it's really obvious that once I made the conscious decision to follow the Lord, that I experienced true joy. Because, of course, you know, we experience sadness and sorrow still. But the joy is like always there. And just deeply rooted, and it gets stronger, you know, as the years have gone on. But looking back, I can definitely see the lack of joy, and I notice, you know, that it came once I said, okay, Lord, I see you, I'm gonna follow you. And yeah.
Did you ever after making that decision kind of doubt God, or was tempted to leave the faith? Not again, because you didn't before, you know, you never made that decision beforehand, but did you ever have those moments where you said, this is just, this is not what I signed up for. I'm leaving the faith.
No, I mean, I guess, of course, the journey of leaving that past life and making the hard choices to live a life that was more aligned with what God wanted me to was hard. And of course, there were moments where I just, you know, still wrestled with who I was before and who I knew the Lord was calling me to be, but never doubted his goodness because he delivered me from so much pain and suffering. And I saw that in such practical ways. So anytime, you know, I would struggle or have a bad day or whatever, I just knew the Lord has given me a joy that I just can't explain. And I know I just have to keep pushing on and confiding in the right people and asking for accountability at church, which I started going to more consistently. And, you know, it wasn't easy, but I think it just became a lot easier to not doubt him anymore. So, yeah, I mean, I'd say it was hard, but definitely didn't have like a moment where I felt like this isn't it anymore, because I just knew right away like the difference in my life. I could see it, feel it.
It's more of a confidence that you have because of that. You already were struggling with doubts beforehand, before you came to know Jesus, because of the family that you grew up in. So I guess it would make more sense that you had fewer doubts because it was that conscious decision and saying, okay, I've got to believe in you now.
Yeah, exactly.
So I just wanted to ask if you don't mind me asking, or for you sharing, like, how has the Lord like delivered you from pain and suffering?
Yeah. So the biggest thing for me, especially in high school, like just the biggest thing that I noticed right after I was saved was, at the time I was in a relationship with a boy that was not deserving of my heart, just very unkind. And for whatever reason, I thought that this was just what was normal. And I also had very close friends that just also weren't kind to others, not even just to me. And again, I just thought, this is normal, you know, this is how the world is. But once I decided to follow the Lord and he led me to new friendships, I started to realize, wow, like, you can have really just edifying and satisfying friendships with good people who love you well, the way that you should be loved. And So that was just like one thing looking back, like the second I started developing good relationships, I just knew, wow, the Lord delivered me from a life of just so much pain because I thought it was normal to have relationships that were toxic and unhealthy like that. And, you know, when you're in them, you don't see that. But him delivering me from that, it's kind of like something I had to reflect back on later and realize. And then, of course, once I met my husband as well, he was the first Christian man that I dated. Mm. And just, yeah, through that relationship as well, it's like, wow, like the Lord really can bring you a man who is worthy of your heart and who doesn't treat you this way that the world says is normal or, you know. So it was just, it was in relationships mostly, friendships and with boys, but other ways too. But those were just the biggest ones that I was noticing when I was in it, you know.
All right, folks, it is time. Our new life issue is shipping out very soon, and we are so excited for you to see what's in store. You'll be listening to our writers' testimonies in this series about their new life in Christ, but you get to read a little bit of that in this issue as well. Every team member has written their articles with you in mind to help encourage you to know your true identity in Christ, empower you to use your gifts to glorify God, and equip you to make disciples in your field, all without worry or strife. This magazine is to help you on your path to finding either God's calling on your life or to help spur you on in that calling when you're facing trials. It's also one that doesn't like to shy away from hard topics, as other women's magazines might tend to do. We have a couple of special women who are featured in this issue as well, which is just one more reason to buy this. Special guest writer Julia Woods writes an excellent piece about what it means to love your husband, and it's also very applicable for those who are single in any relationship. And we also have our Deborah woman featured, Phyllis DeWitt. You may remember her from our previous episode in our Comfort and Joy series, but now you can read her testimony in this magazine. We have a special offer just for our listeners. Go to our shop and use special code DIS15, that's DIS15, to get 15% off when you order our new life issue or our biannual subscription. Don't wait. Go to splendormag.com/shop to start buying today. That's splendeurmag.com/shop. Don't forget your discount code. Now let's get back to our conversation with Brittany. I guess in following up with that question, do you, how would you say that becoming a believer has shaped your life? He obviously brought you healing through those past relationships and the suffering that you had from that. Do you think that he shaped your life in other ways too?
Yes. I mean, he definitely gave me new passions, gave me like an appreciation for creativity in a different way that I just didn't have before. I really do think that when you come to know the Lord, you just see so much more beauty in the world than before, and especially in a new way. So I definitely gained a desire to write, to for photography as well. Mm. And these were things that I just didn't really have a passion for in the past. Yeah. But as the Lord started to open my eyes to just his goodness and his beauty, they became desires of mine and passions of mine. So that definitely led to me starting a blog, me wanting to be an English major. So yeah, I mean, goodness, totally transformed my life.
Was it, was your faith in him actually, like, did that help in terms of making a decision? Because I'm assuming you probably didn't consider masters before you became a Christian, because it seemed like you said you wanted to go to Boston University. You thought you were going to go. Was that a decision that was made because you realized that the Lord wanted you down that road instead?
Yeah, definitely. I was looking at just all liberal arts colleges before. And then it was honestly like, just a couple months, I think, before you had to make the decision of where you were going to go, that I was like, shoot, I don't want to go to any of these. I just feel a pull to go somewhere where I know I'm going to make really good friendships and where I'm going to learn more about God's word. And so I just like last minute applied to master's and got accepted and was like not even on my radar until, you know, the last minute. But yeah, it was one of the best decisions ever because, goodness, the experience there really shaped who I am today. So
yeah, beautiful. It's kind of crazy to think about how when you become a believer that your life is almost like this domino effect of even where you're at now, that you're living in Omaha, that you're married to James, that you, yes, you know, are pregnant now in this time period, that you probably would say, or even living in the home that you're living in, you would say that like that probably wouldn't have happened had you not became a believer and followed, yeah, after God.
Oh yeah, I think about that all the time. And it's just crazy. And it's true because my best friend that I met in college, she moved here to Omaha and she's the reason why, yeah, I moved here. I'd never heard of it before. so yeah, if I hadn't decided, hey, I want to go to master's, wouldn't have met her, would have never known about this town in Nebraska in the Midwest. Yeah. And yeah, I wouldn't have consistently been going to church group where I met my husband. So, so many, you know, so many things, and the Lord orchestrates it all. And it's really sweet to look back and just see how he does it.
Yeah, that's, man, I just love God. Yeah. Like that's a total understatement, but it's just really cool to see how our lives are continuously shaped from our faith in him. And I shared this in the first episode of like knowing that I am 100% in a place where I wouldn't be if I wasn't following God. So it's just really cool to like see that from other people too, of like knowing that they're where they're at because of their faith in him. And if they were not a believer, they probably wouldn't be ending up in the same place. So yeah, it's kind of cool to say like when you have new life in Christ, you have a new life period. Like, yeah, it just completely changes in all aspects of your life.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
So would you say that knowing more about God has allowed you to know more about who you are?
Yes, absolutely. I don't think we can truly know who we are apart from God. I mean, we're made in his image after all, and learning more about him really does open our eyes to not only our depravity and our great need for him, but also just our overall purpose for living at all. It's revealed to us through his word and through the process of sanctification as we meditate on his word and pray over our future. So yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Has there been any scripture that you have been able to relate to yourself of knowing like more of your identity because of your knowledge of who he is?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Kind of putting you on the spot.
Well, one of my favorites is 2 Corinthians 12:9-10, I believe it is, which says, you know, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness. And I feel like that's something that I've always come back to when just like recognizing how small I am and how the Lord uses my weaknesses to, you know, progress his story, if you will. And so I feel like that's just a really sweet truth that sometimes we can either get bogged down or discouraged by the fact that we are weak or small, but recognizing that the Lord uses, you know, those, he makes beautiful things out of ashes. And so that's just something that comes to mind is, yeah, he's so great.
Yeah, that is so good. Do you, I know we talked about like kind of the passions that you have currently that you do with your blog, photography, things like that. Would you say, and we've talked about how you didn't really have that before coming to know Jesus. Do you have like a passion or desire laid on your heart that's given to you by God of like what you want to do with that? How you want to grow either with your blog, photography, or, you know, in general, your life outside of, or even with your job as an insurance agent? Is there something that you feel like you have a desire or a plan in your heart that is maybe given to you by God to further advance his kingdom or just for your own life of how he's created you to be?
Yeah, you know, something I constantly pray about is that the Lord would open my eyes to new ways that he can use me for his glory. It's so easy to just grow complacent with like where we are now, how comfortable our lives are now. So I'm always praying that the Lord would open my eyes to new ways He definitely did, even with the opportunity to be a writer for Splendor. I would definitely say that, you know, when we connected, that wasn't something that was even like remotely on my radar. So just praying that he would obviously open doors like that all the time. Right now, obviously, our life is anticipating the arrival of our first child and stepping into the role of being parents, and praying that the Lord would just use that season to glorify him. But yeah, I mean, I know he'll open new doors. Curious to see what those will be. At the moment, you know, I feel like parenthood is the thing on my mind. But yeah, I mean, I'm always curious to see how he's going to use the passions that I have for homemaking, you know, whether that be maybe someday to open our home for a church group, or to mentor other people. Maybe it'll be other parents that are in the same season of life as us. So we'll see. But it's always a prayer of mine that, you know, I'd just be humbled and have an open heart for whatever it may be.
Yeah, well, you do have a very hospitable heart. It is an open home. Having spent time at your place, you definitely welcome any and everybody into your home, and just welcoming them as though they were already a part of your family. And so I have a feeling that God's going to continue to use that. And even how you use your blog for people to curate a home and do the same, if they have that same calling on their heart and understanding like how they can use their gifts or their love for hospitality. Like, you know, a lot of women probably have that on their hearts, but don't necessarily know how to do that within either their apartment, if they're single, or their home, if it's, you know, messy. And even knowing like sometimes it's okay to have a messy house, you know, sharing like that's life. And so it's really cool to see how God has been using you in that way, through Splendor, through your blog, through everything. And hopefully people have seen kind of a little bit more into who you are and your life with Christ, and just how he created you to be in him as a new creation, which is amazing. The last question I'll just ask you is, you know, obviously, you know that our podcast Dress in Splendor is named after Luke 12:27. So what is some advice that you would give to someone to be dressed in splendor like the wildflowers of the field based on the conversation we had today?
So my hope, prayer, and encouragement would just be stand firm in the faith. You know, this world is constantly trying to steer us away from the feet of Jesus. I mean, every day it's all over social media, the temptation to falter on truth and give in to what the world is pushing at us is so strong, but our God is never changing, like truly never changing. And this is such a reassuring truth, living in a world that is constantly changing. Just to know that we have a solid foundation for truth that's found in the Bible. And so I would just encourage you all out there listening to turn to God's word when you feel weary or lost or discouraged. He'll guide you, you know, he will. And of course, pray that you wouldn't be tempted by the false hope of what's around us, and that your heart would just remain focused on God. We can't do it all ourselves, and that's okay.
Yeah, new life doesn't mean easy life. So, definitely not. that's good advice to give. And I think it's really kind of scary for people to, for what the world is presenting, and knowing like if it is worth following and picking up the cross every day. So thank you for sharing that. And hopefully this did encourage someone who's listening to your testimony and your advice. But is there anything else that you wanted to share with our audience before we leave at all?
No, I mean, I guess just wrap up by saying that, you know, the parts of my story that I shared today aren't my story. They're glimpses of God's greater story. And me, you, all of us, we're just tiny blimps on the scale of a much greater purpose. And every triumph, trial, joy, sorrow that we experience is perfectly orchestrated by him, and in a way that's meant to give him glory. So I just hope that his name's lifted high through my testimony, our conversation today, and that you guys all just see how he weaves such special things in the tiny parts of who we are. So, yeah, we owe it all to Jesus and love him
Amen. That is great. Thank you, Brittany, for sharing that. And before we end, where can people find you? Where can they find your blog? Everything like that.
Yeah. So my blog website is gagemadehome.com. There are plenty of ways to connect with me on there, but you can also find me on Instagram at Brittany_Gage. Love to connect with you. Love to make new friends.
And since you're on here and we're, you know, we're obviously, you're part of our Splendor team. What can people find if they read the spring issue that centers around this theme of new life? It's specifically in your article.
Okay. Yeah. So in the spring issue, the title of my article is Using Our Homes for the Glory of God. So kind of dive into ways that we can use our homes to serve others and glorify the Lord, and what this looks like when we have new life in Jesus. And then I've got a fun little thing in there that kind of helps you dress the mantle for spring. So fun little DIY tutorial for that and some fun tips. So really excited for this issue and can't wait to read everyone else's too.
Yeah, it's going to be really exciting for people to be able to read these testimonies from our different writers. And I know you shared a little snippet in there, but I obviously these podcasts are really fun to do just to be able to get to know people a little bit better, especially from our Splendor team. So thank you, Brittany, so much for joining the show today.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. We will catch you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in, y'all. Honestly, I hope you enjoyed this episode and learned a little bit more about Brittany, because I know I did. May her testimony help you to see her heart better as you read her content on her Instagram page or in our magazine with every article she writes. I truly hope that this episode encouraged you in some way, shape, or form. May this podcast further aid you in learning how to be dressed in splendor in your everyday life, no matter what you may go through. If you want to know when our next episode will be out, follow us on social media. Find us on Instagram at Dressed in Splendor. If you'd like to give me a follow on Instagram, you can find me at The Lydia Summer. Make sure to like this podcast and leave us a review wherever you can. Not for my sake, but that the message of Christ through the powerful testimonies of his children can be shared with all in order for his glory to be magnified. If you're interested in being a sponsor, please email us at info@splendormag.com. Your sponsorship will help us continue in our mission to encourage, empower, and equip women in their walk with Christ. We thank you in advance for your support. The music of the Dressed in Splendor podcast was produced by Jayala Rekasi. Find him on Instagram at Sound of Pastel Kid for more of his work. That's Sound of Pastel, P-A-S-T-E-L Kid. Lastly, thank you, dear listeners, for tuning in. May you be blessed as you continue on in your day, and may God be glorified through your work.